Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. Clark, thank you so much for joining me today.
Joe, thanks again for having me. Appreciate it.
So we've had you in here quite a bit more frequently recently because there's been a lot going on with the school districts, in particular related to the COVID-19 pandemic. So I wanted to bring in here again to talk about the latest, starting with the fact that school is now officially closed through the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So talk about the plans for the Perry School District now that that is official.
Well, back in March 12th, that was, I think, our last day, we had started the plan of what we need to do in case we go to the middle of April, let's say. At that point, we thought, well, it might not be. So we started to look at these plans. We started to talk with teachers. And now, consequently, looking at the end of May, we're continuing with the voluntary educational opportunity plan. So what we have laid out is a number of things that deals with our communication that the teachers have as far as their expectations, student expectations. We want to make sure that our teachers are connecting with kids. We're expecting teachers to have a number of resources online. And then, if appropriate, we want our teachers to get resource packets available. I know that we've had resource packet pickups, we've had computer pickups. So we're trying to give people as much of what they need to continue learning.
Absolutely. So how do you feel like the voluntary learning program has gone and how the teachers and students have reacted with
it? Well, you know, I think the people that want to teach, the people that want to learn are doing great. And as a whole, I think our teachers are doing a tremendous job. There are websites and, like I mentioned, resource packets available. The communication from teacher to student has been consistent. So I think that's been a positive. I think for the students that want to participate, it's a great opportunity. Now, in a voluntary setting, the percentage of students that are doing this is pretty low. So we have to try to work to get that up, make more connections, and try to get those folks part of it. But the ones that are participating, it's going well.
All right. Is there any worry about like connectivity issues or that sort of thing with some of the free and reduced program students?
Absolutely. We do have that issue. And at this time, we are now looking for after this year, and in case we have to do this kind of virtual learning, we are looking to try to be able to get everybody connected to the internet so that we can continue then with more direct teaching, more Zoom meetings, and everybody needs to be involved. So when you cross over from voluntary to required, that has to mean this: every student, every family has to have equal access to the information that is being shared.
All right. Now, one program that you had been operating since the hiatus started was the Grab and Go program. And unfortunately, given everything that's happened in the last week or so, you've shut that down temporarily. So talk a little bit about that.
Yep, we did shut that down temporarily, just a precautionary move. We wanted to, again, review what we were doing to make sure that everybody's safe. We're going to get that started again on Monday. And everybody will be wearing a mask. Everybody will be wearing gloves. And we're going to be extremely careful. But yet at the same time, we know the high demand that there is for people that need food. So we are going to get that back and going on Monday. So happy to see that. At the same time, I know that the high school has offered and has given many meals for people from their food pantry. So that's been a big plus, so too. So people have still been stopping by. We have been giving them boxes of food out of the food pantry.
All right, good to know. Now, one aspect of the learning and the school year really that is still kind of up in the air, it sounds like, has to do with grading and credits, and then specifically for the class of 2020 with graduation. So talk about those issues.
Yeah, there's two prongs on this one. First of all the grading that took place up until March 12th will be continued and be marked down as assignments that needed to get done. So that's one thing. Then when the voluntary program started, then we were not taking grades and we could not require grades. So graduation and seniors, well, they are not being graded, but everything that was expected up to March 12th needs to be completed. the counselors and principals and teachers are following up with that, giving them every opportunity, because they need to have those things completed in order to graduate.
All right. And the graduation ceremony pushed back or held virtually, what's your plans for that?
Well, I keep saying this, we are going to have graduation. It's just going to be a matter of how and when. Mr. Marburger has sent out various surveys. He's met with senior representation as far as student representation. He's talked to a number of parents. So we're still working on that. It appears to us that the students really want to push the graduation date to later, maybe in July, and hopefully have a chance to have people congregate and have a regular graduation. I think Mr. Marburger has been pretty clear that the chances of that are pretty slim. So then we're looking at a graduation similar to the drive-in theater that used to go on, where you have a stage, people drive in their cars, they stay in their cars, but yet there'd be those special moments of people being able to cross a stage, get their diploma, and then go back to their car. There'd be opportunities for pictures. So we're looking at that as an option that would be safe, yet I think a special time for people to cross that stage, and then also for a number of people that could see it.
Absolutely. A couple more questions I have here for you. Has there been counseling services still available for the students, especially those who maybe are feeling a little stressed out during this time?
Absolutely. Every day, our counselors are connecting with the students. We've taken a lot of calls of people that are stressed, that want to try to figure out what they can do, and they're always available.
All right. The last question I have here for you is one that I think a lot of people have right now. That is regarding the building trades class and the still, as of now, unfinished house that is in Perry. It looks great, but it's definitely unfinished. So what's the fate of that house?
Well, the fate of that is that we are going to continue one way or another. And that means if we cannot complete it this year with our current class, then we'll pick it up again next year. And Mr. Mormon has plans to continue that. He's also offered students in small numbers to be able to come and help out with that, but it has been on a standstill. But yet at the same time, it's going to be completed one way or the other. It just depends on, again, the date. Just like everything during this COVID-19, things are being pushed back and pushed back again. So we may start the year with that. Maybe we'll be able to sell it as is. So we'll just have to see. There's a number of options out there, but we do want it to continue.
All right. Well, Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, thank you for listening, and make it a great day.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.